With Laura Fox
podcast.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you might remember that Tara Sullivan had joined us, and we were talking about fun new hobbies for 2025. So we were talking about skydiving, we were talking about skateboarding, and we were talking about axe throwing. So naturally,
walks anymore. People are not getting their handbag and going for a walk. They're going to do mad things.
Getting your handbag to go for a walk is mad anyway. But Taryn, I wanted to be really supportive of you because I'd obviously, you know, suggested the axe throwing, and you weren't really one bit like shocked at all, because I don't know, I think you might like throwing weapons.
Yeah, I think I like, and I like it, and I thought I was going to be really good at it. You know when you picture something, like, I have a lot of anger, so I was like, oh, this will be really good for me, but I was terrible.
Well, we'll get to that in a second, right? Let's hear how we both got on, because it wasn't really a flying start for either of us.
Okay. Now we're just about to begin the actual game. We've done our practice throws so far. I hit the wall. I may not have hit the... Yeah, but I haven't hit the dartboard yet. Taryn, have you hit the wall yet?
No.
Taryn, are you intending on hitting the wall?
I hope so.
Taryn, am I going to have a job when we get back in the morning?
What do you mean?
Are you going to try hit me with an axe?
No, I'm not fit for prison. I'm too pretty.
Be an easy way to get a show, though.
So this was our beginning.
Yeah, and you were trying to get me really riled up.
Because this is my tactic, you see. If I'm playing anything competitive, I like a clean version of, you know, dirt talk at the very beginning of it.
I was like, why is she talking like this to me?
Yeah, and you just weren't, you were not biting.
No, I was thinking like, well, what are you having for dinner? Like, I was completely in my own.
You were like, here we're going, this place is class. It was Game of Throwings in Smithfield is actually where we went.
So cool.
It's genuinely very, very cool. Would I go back with you again? That's soon to be determined, right? Here is how my first go went.
She's gonna throw. She's getting ready. She's gone for a two-hander. Oh my god, that was really close.
I was robbed.
Genuinely, she was so close. She didn't score though, so very close. But once again, an epic fail from Foxy. She's on her third throw now.
Wow! Incredible! Incredible!
Stunning. I'm a winner. Off you go, Taryn. Take that.
Now, as you can see,
I'm so good at it.
But I was. This is what I'm talking about. It's this right here.
Yeah.
It's you. I can't. You're very annoying. I cannot be competitive with you because you won't.
No, because there's room for both of us to be good at it.
You won't stoop to my level, though.
No, because I couldn't be bothered.
You really and truly couldn't. This is Taryn's first go.
She is trying to hide her builder's crack. She's got the axe over her head. Yeah. And well done, Taryn. Well done. She has hit the wall, but just with the wrong end. Now, just like to let everybody know that it actually went on the wall and slid off.
Slid off. It was really sad. Thank you.
Taryn's just been told that she got points for effort, but doesn't mean there's a point on the board, does it?
No, it doesn't, but my hair looks really nice.
We've just realised that Taryn has scored a very impressive score of 6, and we've no idea how.
It's amazing. I'm in the game, like. I'm in the game.
See, this was the most annoying part about you the entire way through it is anytime I tried to rile you up with anything, you were like, oh, but my hair looks great. Like, you didn't hit the wall with the axe part of it. You hit it with the end.
Not once. I didn't hit the wall once. We were there for an hour. I didn't hit it once.
No. And I think what was even more frustrating on my behalf was because obviously I really was trying to hit the bullseye and I was really into it, that you kept saying, wow, you're so good.
And I asked, so we had a lovely man, like an instructor, and I was like, is she genuinely really good, or are people often this good? And he was like, no, she's really good at it. It's like, you genuinely were good at it.
You're not supposed to do it like this. You're not supposed to be this encouraging.
Yeah.
You would then have a little go and I'd be like, ha, take that, and you just turn and go, oh, we can't all be as good as you, Laura. It's incredibly difficult to do a competitive sport with you. Because you don't,
I'm not competitive.
You don't have one competitive. I know you used to tell us you don't have any competitive bones in your body, but you really and truly don't at all.
When we were playing sports in school, I'd be like, why is everyone running around? Relax. Let's make a daisy chain, girls. What's
Let's
rush?
Chill out. What's actually happening right here? This is your round 3.
Okay.
We are on round 3 and the scoring stands at 14. 14-6, she just hit the cage. I think she's coming for me. Okay, Taryn is going for one more goal because I think that she's really close. Come on, Taryn. Come on. You can do it. Oh! That actually did hit the six, just the wrong way around.
Mm. No. I was being very sportive and fairness to me.
You were trying to be nice there.
Yeah, I really and truly wasn't. Was it something that you would go back to?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really fun.
Would you?
Yeah, even though like I was so bad, I was clearly really bad at it, but that just doesn't bother me.
Like it really doesn't.
No, I don't care.
In the slightest.
Because it's not really a skill I'm going to have to use in normal life.
Are you sure?
You would hope not. So I'm like, well, do you know, it was just a bit of fun. You got to get out a bit of anger.
I don't think there was any in you to come out.
That was me being angry.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was. And like, it's a fun thing to do with other friends.
With your pals. Would you be like, would you be competitive in any sense of the word? Like, would you be competitive with other comedians?
Incredibly.
Would you?
Yeah. Incredibly so.
Okay, now we found the lane.
Yeah.
Now we know exactly
that's
where
it.
We're going.
But that's it.
That's the only bar.
Probably that's the only thing, yeah.
So if we put another comedian on the other mic over there, would you be trying to outshine each other?
Of course we would.
Fantastic. Okay, now we know. Now we know. Just now we know. Here's how I can get my bit. Because I was so uneasy leaving.
Yeah, you were freaked out by me.
I was incredibly freaked out because I was like, oh, I feel like she's coming for me later on. And I also wasn't satisfied leaving there either because it wasn't a good game. No offense.
Yeah,
you were great to be around.
I'm fun and yeah. I'm encouraging, but I'm not going to get put.
I needed, and Jordan, no interest either. He's like, no, I'll just video you guys. Yeah. I don't need to throw a ball.
We asked Jordan, do we want to go? And he said, oh, I've got a shoulder injury.
Yeah, she did say the shoulder injury.
No, you don't, Jordan.
At the very end of that, so they've like about 20 different games there that you can play. So there's like a whack-a-mole that you can do with the axes and loads of different ones. And I said to Taryn, great, so we finished this one now. We've done our three rounds. Mm-hmm. And we'll play another one. And you went, no, I'm good, thanks. I'm just going to sit down and have my coffee. And he's like, but Taryn, I'll play the whack-a-mole. And then I played by myself.
You played by yourself. You were so, so competitive. You played by yourself.
And not only did I play by myself, I played under two names. I played under Taryn and Laura.
It was actually very sad to watch.
It was incredibly sad to watch. Do you still want to try new hobbies?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what would you like to try next?
Skateboarding.
Do you actually?
Yeah, well, what we both want to do is horse riding, but no one's encouraging us to just have a nice time.
No, they don't. They want something that is going to injure us more than likely.
Yeah, yeah.
So skateboarding.
That's
it. Is that what we're doing next?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Skateboarding.
Down the hallway.
I actually like the sound of this. Yeah. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.